Hello, and welcome to the Student Ministry Conversations podcast. This podcast is all about equipping, encouraging, and inspiring youth pastors weekly with topics that are brought to the table by youth pastors from all over the world. And now, here's your host for this week, Melissa Stevenson.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. This is Melissa, and we're glad you're here. If it's your first time listening to us, I want to welcome you and invite you over to the website, www.studentministryconversation.org, where you can find all of our previous episodes, show notes, and blog articles. Our goal is that you are inspired, encouraged, and things that you hear on this podcast it can equip you to be a better student pastor for the church that you are serving in, or whatever you're serving in. So speaking of serving, today I am with my classmates from McMurray University, and we are all in a class called Dialogue with the Other. So it is falls under the servant leadership, which is under the humanities umbrella. And so this is literally what the course catalog says our class is about: understanding and working the other, variously defined, and a crucial skill for servant leaders, and is an increasingly necessary skill for anyone in a global, pluralistic world. Dialogue with the Other is a seminar-style course focusing on understanding people and groups whose culture, ethnicity, race, religion, and or lifestyle is outside the dominant frames of reference of McMurray students. Students will conduct research on big words I can't pronounce and practical aspects of dialogue, engage in, studies of various groups, the other, practice skills associated with dialogue, and develop service learning activities to practice what they learn. So one of the big things that we've been talking about in class is that we are all so very different. The only thing that we have in common is that we are in this class. I can't think of any other thing that we all have in common. Can y'all? Not off the top of your head.
No. Just a few majors.
Just a few majors, right? Okay, so let's go around our little circle. And since you can't see where you are on my screen, I'll just call your name. We've been talking about the labels that define us, and that we know that our labels don't define us who we are as a person internally, but it can color our perspective on the world, which is what happens in when we're talking to other people. We have different perspectives. We can have different ideas on subjects. We can have different disagreements on subjects. So, Miss Jasmine, will you tell us things about you and what labels you're comfortable describing yourself as?
Okay, my name is Jasmine. I'm 21 years old. I'm a junior here at McMurray, and I want to pursue a business degree. I really don't have any plans for it, any specific plans. It's really broad, and I can do a lot of things with it, but I do want to open up an animal shelter or kennel place. I took this class because I just really enjoy Dr. Waters' class. He's a really good professor. What were some of the other questions?
So what would you label your as? Like, so where are you from? You're from a really small town, right?
Yes, I am from a really small town. My graduating class was 13 people. So that, I think that's a big thing because, compared to people who come from bigger schools, I really don't know how to compare that because, you know, in a classroom setting, it's a lot more easier for, like, the teachers to interact with each student one-on-one, mm-hmm. which helps us in the long run. I think another really big label I would put on myself is just being the quiet person. That's another big one. I don't really talk a lot, but I mean, I'm not saying that I don't. I do, but it's just, you know. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, I think those are like the two big ones.
Those are some good labels. Okay, Miss Riley, will you tell us about yourself?
I'm Riley. I'm 19 years old. I'm a freshman at McMurray. My major is Christian ministry with a minor in servant leadership, and I'm wanting to be a youth pastor with that. But I guess, like, labels, I mean, I'm kind of more of like the quieter person too. I call myself an observer. Mm-hmm. I kind of just observe everything going on around the room.
Yeah. Okay, and then you grew up in a single family household, or single parent household, right?
Yes, I grew up in a single parent household. My dad was not present. That was interesting. I have three siblings, but I'm the youngest, so I kind of watched everyone else leave. And me and my oldest sister were 15 years apart.
Oh, goodness. Do you think that colors your perspective as far as wanting to be in youth ministry?
To help the kids.
I said to help kids.
Yeah, to help like youth and stuff, and it's but like more specifically like the youth that don't really have anyone mm-hmm. there, like because I mean I have siblings and I had friends and stuff in high school, but I never really had like anyone there for me. But the one person that was always there was for me was my youth pastor.
That is so cool. I really like that because there's going to be a lot of youth pastors listening. And so to hear that is going to like hopefully push them in a more positive, like, hey, we are doing something for kids. Like, look, there's one right there.
Yeah.
Look, that's cool. Okay, Fayez, you're up next.
Yeah, so my name is Faiz Mufti. I'm 21. I'm currently a freshman in McMurray. I'm majoring in business and finance and minoring in servant leadership. I'm from Karachi, which is in Pakistan. It's a big city. And it's also like known as the industrial hub of Pakistan. My future plans are to serve the people, the community, in general, and what else? I chose this class because at first place because it was required for my minor because I'm minoring in servant leadership, but later on it was like, okay, I had to go to this class because it's dialogue with the others to just to know others, because back home we just have like Pakistani people in our classes, but in dialogue with the others we have different people around, like the white people, the black people, the like, you know, the difference of having a diverse class, to know them and to know their perspectives, to like to know the diverse community over here. And yeah, the label, I'm also a very silent person. I personally don't prefer speaking at first, but yeah, but when there's a dialogue, I would like, yeah, I had to say something, then I will speak. But I'm also more an observer. I do like to observe things first rather than speaking first. So
it's interesting. Now tell me, are you planning on going back to Pakistan after you graduate?
Yes, maybe. I don't know yet because where the future takes me. So yeah, I have a couple of options. So I might go to Canada or like explore different things. So it depends on. Yeah, so it depends on, because right now it's too early for me to say anything. But yeah, if you'll say that, okay, yeah, I wanted to go to Pakistan back to serve for my people, but I, you never know that what happens
that
in
true.
The future. So
that's what doors are gonna open.
I wanted
for you,
to,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So when we've been talking about all of these differences, in our class, we've kind of written up a thing about that. So I'm going to read it real fast. So the members of our class are very different from one another with differences in age, sexual orientation, gender identity, race, socioeconomic status, and family history. Our current political, racial, and economic climate says that these differences should pull us apart, creating canyons that are unable to cross in order to find common ground. We have figured out that that is not necessarily true, that these differences make our dialogue more interesting, that also gives us room to grow and to learn from one another, making us better students and better human beings, that our differences give our topics a richer understanding of the world, whether we're talking about the death penalty, which has been one of our conversations, abortion, or simply if we talked about if America was a melting pot or was it a salad, and we had all kinds of analogies about that. that the civil discourse of the outside world would tell us that our differences should not only make us dislike each other, they should make us distrust each other and make honest conversation an impossibility. But these differences can spark constructive problem-solving skills by allowing us to see other perspectives and create new pathways in life. So one of my big questions is we had, why did we take this class in the first place? And we've seen that Fayez had to take it for his minor. Riley, you had to take it for your minor because yours is servant leadership too, right? And I had to take it for my minor, which is interfaith studies. And then Jasmine just really likes Dr. Waters. So she needed another class to take with him. So what do you think that that you've had the most impact from this class off the top of your head? What do you think has made the something that that you're like, that is something that has maybe changed me a little bit?
In this class, it's about dialogue, right? And that's important in our everyday life. I think the thing that I learned the most is how you can, like, learn anything just from a simple conversation. Doesn't matter what it is, just anything. And something my nanny has always told me is, like, learn something new every day. I know it's cliche, but it's actually really important. And I value that. And another thing that has helped me is, how do I put it? So what we talk about in the class is, like, real world issues. That's really hard to say. That's like a tongue twister. And it just helped me, like, become more comfortable talking about it in a way where, like, I don't have to prove myself, but to just simply have a conversation about it and, you know, not have, like, a debate.
Yes.
A debate. Yeah, those are two things that I've learned.
Because we haven't really been having debates in class about subjects.
No, we haven't.
We've been talking about the positive things of all these subjects, but also the negative things. And so I have liked that it's not been aggressive. Like, I've got to be right. Like, that hasn't happened. And and so I really like that. Riley,
are you? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Good. And with that, it's, like, helped me learn a lot more about the topic. Because usually, if, like, in a heated debate with someone, like, all that information just goes in and out, you know? And, like, with these type of conversations, it really helped me, like, gain a lot of information.
I like that. Okay. Bye, Riley.
Any impactful parts of the class? I was gonna say, like, the whole debate thing, like, that was my thing. Like, you can say what you want in the class, and you're not, like, gonna get attacked. So it's been kind of, like, I guess it's made me, like, realize a more, like, I don't know, like, I don't know how to, like, phrase it. I guess a more human side to every argument.
Yes.
Like, there's, like, you're not, like, you don't gotta feel, like, judged or anything in the class, because you can say stuff. Even things that you don't necessarily agree on, like what you were talking about, like we talk about the positives and negatives, like you can say that, but it's just spitting out the facts, the positives and negatives, so you don't have to feel judged by or getting or you getting attacked or something.
It's more facts, less opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do agree
with what Jasmine and Raja said. Like, that's something that is, like, productive, I would say. Yes. And then, yeah, like, in debate we do have arguments, like a deep down heated arguments, like, okay, I'm the right person, you are the wrong person. But in our classes, just like more productive when, okay, the person in front of me is also stating some facts, and then I'm getting those facts because I never thought of what the person is saying. So it's just like exchange of knowledge, maybe. So yeah, so I would say, yeah, I do agree with both of the arguments that they mentioned. And yeah, for me, it's more like understanding different cultures, because every one of us is representing different cultures. So it's just like knowing 12 cultures in the same class. So I feel like it's more like, yeah, I got it.
Right, so, and we do have a tendency to call you out and be like, okay, so what would this be happening in Pakistan versus America? And I do believe you've already Americanized you. So just slightly. But that way we're all learning, right? So that is great.
Yes.
Okay, so I know we've got a bunch of different majors. We've got business and business and finance, and we've got Christian ministry and Christian ministry. And so the part that I like about this class is I can absolutely see me using these things at work here. I can see me using them at youth buildings over there. And so I know what I could do there, but what do y'all think you can use from all these things that we've been learning in your future job positions? Or even in relationships, because I think Jasmine's right about this real world situation. Is how can we use these techniques and these things we've been practicing in class? Because we've learned a lot of stuff in books, but then we've actually been practicing dialogue. So what can you take this into the real world with you?
I think like, in form of leadership and teamwork, because I am involved in a couple of leadership positions and like these kind of activities, so I can think of in that way, like, yeah, I can look at in a teamwork that we have 12 different people from 12 different cultures, so we can work together on the same objective and like have a more productive output. So I would say like a better work of team so that we can pull off.
Has it, in that same vein, has it made you recognize that, because you talked about the 12 different cultures of 12 different people, when you're in a teamwork kind of situation, that by us recognizing that we're all different, that we can listen to each other better? Does that make sense?
Yes. Like, we are from different cultures, but we are understanding the values of each people, so.
Okay, what do y'all think? Jasmine, Riley?
I feel like this class definitely helps if you're trying to be a youth pastor, because like as Faya said, like it kind of makes you understand a little bit more of each background. Mm-hmm. And like one of the things that we did in like the first week was we went over something like a hard time that we've had, and like I guess doing that on the first week has made it seem like more understanding of others, and they mm-hmm. you don't look at your classmates as people, you don't look at your classmates as like just a random person. You kind of look at them more of like, oh,
yeah,
they have a heart, they have feelings, they've had a past, you know? And I feel like that's beneficial for a youth pastor.
Yes.
Because especially youth, they do go through those things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and I like that they have a past. Like that's important for us to recognize.
Yeah. Okay, Jasmine, what do you think?
I think the same concept goes for me. Like in a business setting, you're gonna have to talk to a lot of people, numerous things, and as well as like your customer base. And I think the customer base is like the most important, because you need to know them as people and who they are in order to give them the best, you know,
product and service. Yes,
product. Yeah. And I think that's a really important aspect.
Awesome. So I like that different majors take this class, that it's not just the religion department, because that's who teaches it. Because I do think that we could there's people in some courtrooms over there that probably need this class. And there's that all people could benefit from this in a business setting, in relationships, because we've learned how to listen to each other. Which is absolutely key in romantic relationships or family relationships. How can we not just think about what we're going to say next, but how can we actually listen to what they are saying and what they're feeling? We're very popular in the library today. Back and forth. Okay. So last question. What have you learned about yourself from this class? That's a hard question.
Yes.
Actually, like, well, as I said, you know, I'm like a pretty quiet, observant person, but like in this class, I noticed myself like speaking up more and, like, talking more, even though I still kind of barely did, but I did more.
Yay!
That's something that helped me.
I had the opposite.
I need to talk less.
I've kind of had the opposite.
They're all like, yes,
I've kind of had the opposite, no. But, like, not. I've realized that this year, like, I am more the observer. I don't talk a whole bunch. Like, during this class, I've realized that that's who I am in the group. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, like, made me be like, okay, maybe I should talk a little bit more. Or maybe I should, like, chime in here. So.
From the beginning of the class, I mean, we met at the beginning of this year. You have definitely talked more.
Yeah.
As you have gone on. Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's just like, sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, for me, it's just like sense of belonging and inclusivity and like improved communication skills, understanding and collaborations, like over different dialogue topics and everything. Because like back home, we just have like Pakistani people in our class, like just Pakistani. Like we have different religion, like Hindu people, but they are Pakistani. So they know the surroundings and backgrounds. Like they are called Pakistani, other than if they are Christians or Hindu, that doesn't matter. So and then coming over here, so having different people, like the I don't want to say, but like the black people, the white people, and like people from different backgrounds. So it's just like getting to know them and then how they think, how they feel. So it's just like, yeah, that's something like, okay, I can belong to them too. But just like, so I would say the major bullet point should be like sense of belonging.
Awesome. Especially since that was one of the books we read this year. Okay, I want to say thank you so much for coming on here, y'all. I really appreciate it. We are talking about this same subject on Friday at the McMurray Symposium, so wish us luck. So I really appreciate it. I'll see y'all tomorrow in class. Everyone say bye.
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 Bye.